To all you Trojan handlers of fast horses, here is my speech. I say no to your face. I will not give the woman up. The treasure, all that I once brought home from Argos, though, I offer willingly, and with increment. After this declaration, he took his seat. Then Priam, son of Dardanus, arose, sage as a god in council, and spoke out in his concern amid them all. Now hear me, Trojans, Dardans, and allies. Listen to what I feel I must propose. At this hour, take your evening meal as always everywhere in the city. Bear in mind that sentries must be posted, every man alert. Then let Idaeus go at dawn among the decked ships, bearing the Atreidae, Agamemnon, and Menelaus, report of what was said here by Alexandrus, because of whom this quarrel began. Then, too, let him make inquiry to this effect. Will they accept a truce in the hard fighting, allowing us to burn our dead? Next day, again, we'll fight, until inscrutable power decides between us, giving one side victory. They listened and abided by his words. In companies, the soldiers took their meal, and then at dawn Idaeus made his way amid the decked ships. Finding the Danaans, companions of Ares, gathered in assembly before the bow of Agamemnon's ship, he took a stand among them, calling out, "Agamemnon and all princes of Achaea, Priam and the noblemen of Troy direct me to report, and may it please you, the offer of Alexandrus, because of whom this quarrel began. The treasure, all that he brought to Troy in his long ships, would God he had foundered on the way, he now desires to give back with increment. Menelaus's wife, on the other hand, he has affirmed that he will not restore. Let Trojans urge it as they will. I am directed further to make this inquiry. Will you accept a truce in the hard fighting, allowing us to burn our dead? Next day, again, we'll fight until inscrutable power decides between us, giving one side victory." He finished, and they all sat hushed and still. At last Diomedes of the great war cry burst out, "Let no man here accept treasure from Alexandrus, nor Helen either. Even a child can see the Trojans live already on the edge of doom." The Achaean soldiers all roared, "Aye," to this, aroused by Diomedes' words, and Lord Agamemnon responded to Idaeus. "Idaeus, there by heaven you yourself have heard the Achaeans' answer. For my part I am content with it. As to the dead, I would withhold no decency of burning. A man should spare no pains to see cadavers given as soon as may be after death to purifying flame. Let thundering Zeus, consort of Hera, witness I give my word.